All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And we are down to just four teams that still have the opportunity to claim the Super Bowl championship for the 2016 NFL season. Had a complete sweep in the divisional round, and I'm looking to follow that up here on conference championship weekend. And with that said, here are my picks for the conference championship weekend in the National Football League. Now, things will get started this Sunday afternoon at the Georgia Dome, the final football game at the Georgia Dome, in which the Atlanta Falcons will be hosting the Green Bay Packers. Now, there was a possibility that last weekend's game for the Falcons against the Seattle Seahawks could have been the final game at the Georgia Dome, but with the Packers going on the road and knocking off the Dallas Cowboys in the divisional round, it means that we have one more contest down in Dixie. Now, you look at this game, and it's going to be predicated by the quarterbacks. First and foremost, you have Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Falcons, who is having the best season of his career. And because of that, he is in the running to be the NFL MVP. He's facing off against a guy in Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who is a multiple-time winner of the NFL's MVP award, along with being the MVP of Super Bowl 50. You look at both of these offenses and they are prolific. Green Bay is on a roll right now as they have won their last eight contests, and a lot of it is due in part to what we have seen from Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position. Defensively, the Packers have stepped it up, especially in the linebacking core led by Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews. I think what Green Bay needs to do, they have to find a way to go out there and make Atlanta one-dimensional. It's going to be tough due to the fact that the Falcons can run the football with Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman. Now, Julio Jones at wide receiver has been slowed by a turf toe in the second half of this campaign. And if Julio Jones is not 100%, and I doubt that he will be, that is an advantage for Green Bay because he is one of the toughest matchup nightmares at the wide receiver position in the NFL. Now, on the flip side for the Packers, you look at them and they are rolling right now. It's still a possibility the wide receiver Jordy Nelson might not play this Sunday due to the rib injury that he suffered in the wild card round against the New York Giants. But you look at the play of Devontae Adams at wide receiver and Jared Cook at tight end, and it's just a matter of when Rodgers calls your name, guys simply find a way to step up and make things happen. I think this is going to be a tremendous game tomorrow at the Georgia Dome. The last team that possesses the football wins, and I think it is going to be the Pack, and I have them advancing to the Super Bowl by the score of 34-30. Now, in the AFC Championship game, and you could make the case that this is Super Bowl 50 and a half right here, as you are going to have the Pittsburgh Steelers clashing with the New England Patriots. Both of these two teams know a thing or two about making the big game, as both the Patriots and the Steelers have each made eight Super Bowl appearances, which is tied with the Dallas Cowboys for the most in NFL history. And of course, the winner of this contest here will break the tie. Just like it was with the Packers and Falcons, this game is going to be predicated by the quarterbacks. You have Tom Brady, a four-time Super Bowl champion under center for the Patriots, and Big Ben Roethlisberger, a two-time winner for the Steelers. I mean, where do you start off? You have two Super Bowl winning coaches here, Mike Tomlin for Pittsburgh and Bill Belichick for New England. You look at two big physical runners. You have Le'Veon Bell for Pittsburgh, and then you have LeGarrette Blount for New England. You look at the explosive wide receivers. You have Julian Edelman for the Patriots, and then you have Antonio Brown for Pittsburgh. You have a Pittsburgh defense that is improving, and you have a New England defense that has a bend but don't break attitude. Defensively, it's going to come down to which team can hold the opponent to field goals. And the reason why I bring that up is this: both of these offenses can move the football rather easily between the 20s. It's going to come down to the red zone as far as keeping your opponent out of there and forcing them to attempt field goals. We saw that a lot on Sunday night last week when the Pittsburgh Steelers got the victory over the Kansas City Chiefs as they ran and they moved the football up and down the field, but they had to settle for 6 field goals from Chris Boswell. I look at this Steelers defense, they are improving, and the guy that you have to keep an eye on is in that linebacking core, and I'm talking about Bud Dupree, as this Patriots offensive line has to find a way to somewhat neutralize him. Now, as far as the Pats defense goes, they're not going to confuse Ben Roethlisberger like they did with Houston Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler in the divisional round, but like I said, it's going to come down to keeping Pittsburgh out of the end zone when they get to the red zone. This is going to be a classic. It's good enough to be Super Bowl 51, but we have to settle for the AFC Championship game this time around, and I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 34-31. So those are my picks for the conference championship round in the NFL. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from the conference championship games in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy those games tomorrow.